Final Beaver Fever Friday, BSU track team, joined by senior Ashley Larva. First of all, congratulations on what has been a great season for you so far.
Thank you.
You have been a part of a lot of great things with this track team. As a senior, do you start reminiscing on those, or is it still a little too early for that?
I think this whole season, it's kind of like, oh, it's the last first meet, it's the last this, it's the last conference meet. I think it's kind of hitting me throughout the year. It's kind of just making sure that I give it everything I got and reminisce and talk to these other seniors about old times and old memories.
There aren't that many seniors on this team. How close are you guys?
I think we've been through a lot. So I feel like if we weren't on the track team, we won't be friends. But since we were put on this team and we went through a lot, I feel like we have grown a lot throughout the years.
Rewind back to your high school days. Why'd you choose BSU?
I chose BSU because my coach told me to go. I was actually going to go. I went to Florida for a year, and then I came back, and my coach told me that Bemidji was a good place to go and that coach would work with me, and I knew I was a little rusty. I took a year and a half off, so that's why I came here.
Coach Hogan is a guy that, you know, anytime we have him on the air, he's always joking about stuff, but you can tell he truly does care about his team. He's also very knowledgeable. You can tell just talking to him. How much have you learned about the sport just in sitting down and talking to him?
I think I learned a lot. I actually took a track and field coaching class with him, and his leadership, his passion and fire for track has been really helped me to just learn to love it. And through, I just want to do good just because I know that it means a lot to him and it means a lot to me, and it's not just for me when I run.
He did set a couple of records last week. Congratulations on that. Track athletes, it seems they always know what those records are in their particular event. Did you know what they were, and did you know that you were close to breaking some?
Yeah, I think when I broke the 100-meter hurdle record, I didn't know what it was. I knew that I would be close, and then they looked it up, and I beat it. But this one record that I just broke, it was my own, so I think I remembered my own personal best. But, yeah, I feel like I look at it, and I see what I could do and see if I could potentially break it in the future. It's a goal to work towards.
How do you feel that Bemidji State has prepared you for the future, not only running track, but also in the classroom?
I think I really like the small classes. I really like to how everyone's like a support system and really learning. Like even coach, like this summer, I'm going to stay here, and coach is like, oh, I'll call up this person for you, or I'll talk to my friends. They're like, oh, we'll go hang out and do this. So I feel like it's small enough but also big enough where there's a lot of opportunities but also small enough to get close relationships with people.
What do you want to do in the future?
In the future, my goal is to hopefully work with people with disabilities, like Special Olympics is my goal. But actually, hopefully in September, I am going to Australia for a while. I love traveling and just trying new things.
Why Australia?
One of my friends just asked me, and I'm like, why not? Nothing's holding me back. And track, I've never been able to study abroad because of track and the scheduling. So this is the only time to do it. So why not just go?
Do it while you can, right?
Exactly.
Good luck in the future, and congratulations on a great career.
Thank you so much.